35-year-old Rob Lieberman of Telluride, Colorado, was guiding a group of five skiers for Chilkat Valley Company Alaska Heli-Skiing when the avalanche broke around 11 a.m. Tuesday. It buried him and 26-year-old Nikolai Dotov of Truckee, California. Lieberman is confirmed dead, and Dotov was on life support at the Haines Clinic Tuesday afternoon, awaiting transport to the Harbor View Hospital in Seattle. Next of kin has been notified, says Alaska State Trooper Josh Bentz.
The avalanche actually was on Taquin Ridge on a run that they call Swannies.
The avalanche happened at a backcountry ski area northwest of Haines that skiers access by helicopter. The two men were heli-skiing when the slide occurred and were buried about 7 feet under the snowy debris. Klehini Valley and Haines fire departments responded to the scene, as did other skiers via helicopter shuttle, state parks, wildlife troopers, and Trooper Bentz.
Two people were receiving CPR, and they were able to get them out of the snow and transported back one was transported back to 33 Mile, the other was transported to the Haines Clinic. And we have one confirmed fatality, and the other is not confirmed.
The avalanche occurred on Taquin Ridge, about 20 air miles northwest of Haines, and near a helipad used by skiers at mile 33 on the Haines Highway. The remaining ski party located the two missing men using avalanche beacon equipment.
One patient was transported to Haines via helicopter. The other one was transported via helicopter to 33 Mile Roadhouse, where he was transported by ambulance to the Haines Clinic.
Other skiers said Rob had gone down the run first, with five clients following. Then the avalanche broke as seventh skier Nikolai followed last. Skiers called it a massive avalanche, with a six-foot crown breaking the slab at the top of the avalanche track. The helicopter was still overhead at the time and relanded to help unload skiers for the recovery. They added that Rob was found with a glove off and a radio in his hand, which indicated to fellow skiers that he had found a safe spot and was radioing to the chopper. The surviving victim is being transported to Seattle. No other injuries were reported in the accident, and all skiers are accounted for. Although this winter has been a deadly avalanche season in the lower 48, this could be the first avalanche fatality in Alaska this season. In Haines, I'm Tara Bicknell.